This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7, nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7, umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wemugovera kurume 19, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 13860 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Vanhu vekumaruva ivava vanonyanya kukoshera ndovanhu vanonyanya kutambudzwa nezvamupenyu, ndovanhu vanoshungurudzwa nezvamupenyu, ndovanhu vakarohwa sekugara vadambeita panyaya dzevhaiorenzi.
Mutungamiri wemuDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoenderera mberi vachiita misangano kuMashonaland East Province kugadzirira sarudzo dza2018.
Kune shumba 3 dzakazofa vabereki vaita musoro pamwe chete kupozi dambudziko iri raiita, asi vewildlife vainoka kuuya kuti attention. Saka kune vanhu dzakazofa idzodzi ndi 3 shumba izvozvo.
Munyaya dzatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa nhasi, tiri kuenda kumanikaland uko kune shumba dzanetsa. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vari kuenderera mberi nemisangano yavo kuMashonaland East Province vachisangana nevatsigiri vavo mudunhu iri kugadzirira sarudzo dzemuna 2018. Kuti tinzwe zvizhinji, tabata mutauriro wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka.
Nemuchiyoshombe vanenge vari pasadza Growth Point nenguva dzatok mangwanani natuokuroko vanozoenderera mberi vonoita musangano wavo wekupedzisira paGarwe Stadium inongodisanganisa vanobva kuChikomba West nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakatenderedza kugare chifu. Vobva vapedza misangano yavo yekumasist kumazuva matatu anotanga mangwana kusvika musi wesvondo.
Ko, tichitarisa musangano iwe wesvondo uyu wekuchikomba uyu wakakosha zvakadii?
Misangano yese yakangokosha Blessing, hapana vasingati wakakosha zvakadii. Vanhu vekumaruva ivava vanonyanya kukoshera isu vari MDT ndovanhu vanonyanya kutambudzwa nezvamupenyu, ndovanhu vanoshungurudzwa nezvamupenyu, ndovanhu vakarohwa sekutaura vadambeita panyaya dzevhaiorenzi. So tinovakoshesa zvikuru vanhu vekumaruva, misangano yese hapana vatingati vakakosha kunda mumwe. Kwese kune vanhu, kwese kune vanhu vanoda shandura. Saka tinokoshesa misangano yese yavachaita paweekendi. Unofanira kuziva zvakare Blessing kuti kumashisi ikoku nekukoshesa kwatinoita vanhu vekumaruva ndo kwatakaenda zvakare gore rakapera tichinoserebhureta tiri kuinda anivhesari emdc tikuchikomba pamwedzi panharira izvozvisinda. Saka tinokoshesa zvikuru vanhu vekumaruva nekusvika kwavakaita nenyaya dzeshandiko zvisina basa nekushimbudzo kwavanoitwa nezvamupenyu, asi tinoziva kuti 2018 achisvika haiwa ichemutetepere mvura yegoi tina kupedza nezvamupenyu zvachose.
Mutauriri wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka vari parunare muHarare. Muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa, tine hurukuro navashingai Gapara vekumusika vanhu kumanikaland, avo vanoti kune shumba dziri kurura munharaunda yavo asi dzimwe dzinonzi dzakazoisirwa muchetura dzikafa. Asi vebazi rezvekuchengetedzwa kwemhuka havakurudzire vanhu kuti vatyore mitemo nekuraya mhuka dzemusango. Taita hurukuro navaGapara kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika.
Nzvimbo dziri kuafektwa kunyanya kuward 20 mumusikaand constituency inova inobata Chibuwe, Mutovhoti, Ndunduma, Masimbe, ndo nzvimbo dzanyaya kurura panyaya dzeshumba idzodzo.
Tiri kunzwa kuti pane shumba dzakazourayiwa, mukatiudza kuti zvakafamba sei?
Ehe, kune shumba 3 dzakazofa vabereki vaita musoro pamwe chete kupozi dambudziko iri raiita, asi vewildlife vainoka kuuya kuti attention. Saka kune vanhu dzakazofa idzodzi 3 shumba izvozvo.
Dzakaurayiwa sei?
Yeah, zvinofungidzirwa kuti shumba idzi dzakapuwa poison, but hapana unombo wakakwana kuti ipoison here yakadzakapuwa, asi zvino zvinofungidzirwa kuti dzakapuwa poison yevagari vaona kuti shumba idzi dzanga dzanisa pasina rubatsiro rwanga rwabva ku National Wildlife kuti iye kuzobatsira kuuraya shumba idzodzo.
Asi hazvina njodzi here zvekushandisa muchetura izvi?
Yes, njodzi dzinadzo because shumba idzodzo vanhu vanokwanisa kuzvishandisa kudya nyama yacho. Saka vanhu vangazodya nyama inonga yaane poison iyoyo vanogona kuzoafektwa futi. Uye futi ukama hwakanaka pakati pevagari neve wildlife unonga wakuusina ukama hwakanaka ipapo.
Shumba dziri kukonzera matambudziko akaita sei munharaunda yenyu?
Ya, shumba dziri kudya mombe dzevanhu. Vasina compensation inobva kuvanikazi vemaparks vakatenderedza iwawo. Saka mombe dzavanhu dzapera, then zvakutochirwa kuziro kuna futi kuzokwadza futi even upenyu hwavanhu. Even because dziri kuuya futi munorimwa, tine irrigation iri padhuze naSave. Saka vanhu kuti vanozoenda kuita mabasa avo ekurima kumanhero aya zvaakukonzera maproblems because vanhu vaakutya kuti vangaenda iko vanogona kuzodyiwa neshumba idzodzo.
Dzingani dzaonekwa munharaunda yenyu?
So far dzaurayiwa izvozvizvi i3. Last year pakamborayiwa futi imwe yanga yasvupa futi paneighborhood yedu yepamaronga ipapapo yakamborayiwa futi one. Asi zvine zvino dzaadinifira kufa izvozvizvi i3 ndo dzaazofa izvozvizvi.
Asi kune dzimwe dzichirimo here munharaunda?
Yes, dzakawanda because dzinobva kugame ndipadhuze nesiro dzipadhuze nesipapo ndobe dzinobva dzichiuya kundoataka nezvishwiyo zvedu kunoku.
Inonzi game park
inonzi Save Conservancy inoranwa nemurunga anonzi Wato.
VaShingai Gapara, mugari wekumusikavanhu constituency kumaruwa ekumanikaland, vanga vari parunhare kumusikavanhu kwakare.
We love you.
Saverio.
Yeah.
It's precious.
Now we shift you.
My Isabel.
Yeah, bro.
Ndafadza my sister. Ndafadza munhu wese masvita. Doro tandira pasi tafadza vari pasi tafadza kana ma ancestors. Yeah. Waya waya.
Inini ndinoitwa Shintoman, aka Romeo Anthony the Dancer Fada. Makaterera Studio 7.
Waya waya. Muza waya waya.
Iko zvino tochienda kuna Marvelous Mhlanganya uye achitipa chirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi kana kuti Women's Forum.
Ndinokuchingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nasi muchirongwa chedu tiri kuenderera mberi nehurukuro naamai Nyasha Chikwinya, avo vanova ivo gurukota rinoona nezvemadzimai munyika. Tino kuchingamidzai zvakare pachirongwa chedu amai Chikwinya.
Ini ndakabva muimba ya Kenneth Nandilde Chikwinya. Kwamutare uko baba vangu vanga vari dokta munyaya dzedzidzo, mai vangu vanga vari ticha. Ndakakudzwa muchechi inonzi United Methodist Church kuno. Ndikaenda kuchikoro kwaMutambara, ndikaenda kuchikoro kwaHartville. Ndikabvekazve kwaMutambara, anabu vangu vaenda kuchikoro. Ndikazobva ndiri kuchikoro kwaMutambara, ndikaendawo nevamwe vasikana vakawanda nevamwe vakomana kuenda kunosunungura nyika yeZimbabwe. Ndakazodzokawo 1980 taakupinda independent. Asi handia kusvika ndichigara kumba, ndakabva ndasvikodzokera kuchikoro nekuti handisina kupedza O-level yangu zvakanaka. Ndakasvikoita O-level yangu kuUniversity Evening School, ndikaita A-level yangu ndikaenda kuUniversity of Zambia, ndikabva ndikaenda kuUniversity of Zimbabwe, ndikatenda muhurumende kwemakore akati wandei ndiri kuministry iyoyi yandiri ine, ndanga ndiri mushandi wayo. Ndikazoita assistant officer of research, ndikaita undersecretary wayo ndishanda nemadzimai. Ndikazobva ndikazoenda kuministry yemukuru wenyika ndichishanda namai Mugabe Nyakuenda Sande Mugabe, vachindidzidzisa zvemadzimai, ndichiona zvavanga vachiita, mafambiro avanga vachiita, kuronga maprograms, kuronga maofisi, kugadzira maprogram atinoti maconferences, maseminars nemarali kuzvinorongwa sei uye zvinoshandwa sei. Ndadaro akashaya mai, ndanga ndaine ruzivo rwakanaka nekuti ndipinde mupolitics. Ndakabva ndapinda kuita member of parliament kuHarare North constituency. Ndobva ndapinda zvakare, ndobva ndambodyiwa.
Pamakawanikwa muchidyiwa apa, makabva maregedza here zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti zvakafamba sei?
Pandakadyiwa kwapinda manje MDC nezanotei, ndobva ndambodyiwa yana zitu gisi bisen asa ndina kuora mwe ndakaramba nchingosha nda mbasa rangu kukunda vanda wana kutamdiwa kuma zimai kwa vanda tanga women's organization yangu inozi women's roundtable kika tendera pasen tuweze kichaka mari 2008-2009 mazimai e Zimbabwe ndiwa akabatanika taka kuwaira chikuwaira kwana Dubai, kwana China, kwa America, kwana Egypt. Shino tengesa, tika itamaria, kasemu danika panguwa iyo. Organization na ndio tunamira, ichiriko tofamba, takwene kutwena mazimai. Pakanti zeminda, tika batira mazimaya kawanda kuchaka minda. Pakanti zemigodi, tabata uyo watikati 50-50, tine mazimaya kawanda, arikuti aje goridi. Tepanda zokunda vakare, member of parliament. Kumtari South. Lakanya ndawa na mazimai kumusha ariwo anechi anema problems akawandisa. Takataka bandadi, taka bandenda kumusha kumita member of parliament kumtari South. Taka iko jeng, remember parliament kuhuru wa constituent. Kanda kwa na kune matambuti kwa kawanda kumazimai. Taka na izozo, tukushanda tiri koko. Ndiri koko, ndo kwa ndaka choko wana president Robert Mugabe kutindite minister.
Pane jamuru kuita ire mkushanda o ne mazimai HDK.
Kine zilonga zinanzi mentorship. Mentorship kuti semuno akaita seni ndiri minister uyezve ndiri muri sorongoko uyezve ndanga ndimboruma business vaone pandakatangira zvandakagona nezvandakakadza votora zvandakagona izvozvo kuti vasvikewo pandakasvika naruma business chovaonesawo mamiri akaita nyika vachigoogleawo pamaintaneti chovapestera kuti vaone zvakaita nyika nemaopportunities aripo kuti vakwanise kukurawo uyezve kuti vasatye chinonyaudzosera madzimai kumashure kutya tine bhuku rinoti fear not the lobbies with you madzimai akwanise kupinda kuarmy vakwanise kupinda kupolisi madzimai akwanise kuitawo maengineer madoctors mabasa anonzi aende varume madzimai abvaziya kuti aiwa hapana chinotyisa tiri kufara kuti kune kuti ane vanobhurutsa ndege vasikana taane vari kuair force magenerals kuarmy emadzimai zviri kureva kuti taakuda kuno titinanganirewo paplanet 50-50 iya chipana mukana unoenzana 50 kumadzimai nekuvana baba ndezve takatarisa kuti katasvika panhamo iyoyoka vasikana vange vashinga vange vafunda vange vakuziva kodzoro yavo vange vakuziva position yavo musociety uyezve vagara vachiona tiri kuita isusu kuti vakwanise kuzosvikawo zvinhamo izvozvo
aiwa nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje tinokutendai amai Nyasha Chikwinya gurukota rinomirira madzimai kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Tinotenda Marvelous.
Kuchikoro chikamusoro chinomirira zvakaita tingati inyonganyonga nokuti tikatarisa panguva ino yatiri vadzidzi vakawanda vanosvika zviuru nezviuru vakakwanisa kupinda pazvikoro nekuti havana kuwana mari yekubhadhara chikoro
mangwana muchirongwa chedu cheyouth forum tiri kuita hurukuro nemunyori mukuru wesangano rezimbabwe national students union kana kuti zinasu vamakomborero aruzivishe iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichienda kuna Jonga Kandemiri achitipa chirongwa upenyu hwedu our lives.
Ndinokutambirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu cheupenyu hwedu umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anemi muchirongwa semazuva ose ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi tiri kutarisa mashoko atiri kuwana kubva kune vamwe vagari vemudunhu remashonaland East vari kuti vari kunyimwa chikafu chinofanira kunge chichigoverwa vanhu vari kutambura nenzara iyi vachipomerwa mhosva yekuve nhengo dzebato reMDCT rinopikisa. Muhurukuro yedu tina sachigaro weMDCT mudunhu remashonaland East vaPineo Denga. Tinogamuchirai nemufaro pastudio 7 vaDenga.
Aiwa. Notenda baba Jonga kwakadiko kunyika dzinotonhorera uko.
Aiva munongoziva zvakanzi kusina mai yakuendwe asi sechigondora tiri kugona kuzvitungira tega.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Vadenga tati nasi tukunetsei imimuri sachigaro edu nrema shana lendi east mchimira batore MDCT. Tirukunzwa kubva kunengo dzenyu dzakawanda mudunhu ramashana rendi east dziri kuti dziri kunyimwa chikafu panenge pachigoerwa chikafu nenyaya yekuti vanotsigira bato re MDCT. Mungatudza kuti damudziko iri rakamira sei uye rakakura sei mudunhu menyu?
Babo wajonga nyaya yechikafu iyi munoziva kuti nyaya yenzara inyaya hombe iri muZimbabwe kunyanya-nyanya iyo season ino yatiri. Asi nyaya yekunyimwa chikafu kwevanhu veMDC hakuna kutanga zvako nhasi. Kwave nemakore kuchingonzi munhu wese angoonekwa ari mustructure yeMDC anobva anzi nemasabhuku uyoyo ndowekuimba kwamai nini, saka hapa unonge achiwana chikafu chehurumende. Asi sekuziva kwenyu chikafu chehurumende chinofanira kunge chichipuhwa munhu wese womuZimbabwe nokuti vana veZimbabwe ndiyo hurumende.
Saka imi zvii zvamuri kuzoitawo kubatsira nhengo dzenyu nechikafu uyewo kugadzirisa matambudziko amuri kuti agara ari mudunhu menyu?
Iye zvino isusu takatotaurira masapotazi edu eMDC kuti iye zvino kana chikafu chouya mukaona unenge watiye hamufanirwi kunge muchichiwana, munhu iyeye ndiyo mhandu yenyu. Saka imimi todhilai nemunhu iyeye, batanai sevana veZimbabwe nokuti nzara iri mudzimba dzese. Saka vana veZimbabwe ngavabatani vorwisa munhu iyeye anenge achiramba nechikafu. Kana rori rikauya vanhu vakatanga kugoverana pachizivano, imimi ngobvutaiwo chikafu chachona murorero nokuti mungatofe nenzara. Ndo polisi yataakupa iye zvino.
Asi vadenga, hamuzoonekwa here sekunge muri kukurudzira mhirizhonga kana muchiti nhengo dzenyu dzirwise kana kubvuta chikafu?
Aiwazve, kana structure yehurumende ichitadza kuita distribution yakanaka kuruzhinji, chinopedzisira choitika ndechekuti iyo povho pake zvayo inopedzisira yaakupinda mudura rehurumende imomo zvemharo. Nokuti chikafu ichi chinobva kubva kumari dzinobhadharwa nevanhu mukutenga zvinhu, mungava masupamaketi vachibatirwa mataxis. Imwe mari inobvawo kuvana vevanhu ivavo vanenge vachishungurudzwa kumareseva, vanenge vachishandawo mumaguta achibatirwa kumabasa kwavanoshanda. Saka mari iyo inofanira kunge ichivasapota kumamisha ikoko. Saka tiri kuti izvo, kana chikafu chauya mari ndeyenyu yatenga chikafu. Saka munhu wese ngaawane. Hongu toziva kuti hurumende ingaremerwe kuti itengere munhu wese chikafu nokuti mari yainayo mudura ishoma. Asi hazvifanira kunge zvichinongedzerwa kunzi wabuda mumba maani kuti uwane chikafu.
Matunhu amunganyanyosimudza kuti ari kusangana nedambudziko iri zvakanyanya ndeapi?
Maripoti atiri kunyanya kuwana kubva kunana Chikomba kwatakaita anniversary yedu uko. Pari kunyorwa vanhu mazita vanonzi vaya vakaenda kuprogiramu yavatsvangirai yakaitwa kunharira yeanniversary inonzi the Black 16 September. Vanhu ivavo vakabva vablacklistwa vese vakaenda kuanniversary iyoyo kubudikidza naChifu Musarurwa. Ndiye ari kutopa instruction iyoyo kumawadzi kwese kuti vese vakaenda kuanniversary yeMDC hafa hunge vachiwana chikafu. Zvakafanana naizvozvo zviri kuwanikwa kuna Namutokoko, kwekutoti tina vamwe amai vedu vanotoriwo nechigayowo zvavo, chigayo chavo mai vekwaDzamara vakatenga chigayo chavo chavari kufa hunge vachigaisira community. Vaona kuti munhu yaakuzviraramira kutonzi wese anonogaisa pachigayo chamai Dzamara tiri kubva tamubvisa palisti yekuti anga achitambira chikafu kubva kuhurumende. Zvinoreva kuti udzvinyiriri hwachona hwakapararira kwese kwese.
Aiwa, tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu uye tinokutendai vadenga nekuwana nguva yekutaura nesu pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe. Onekai zvenyu vateereri.
Aiwa, tinotenda vateereri tiri tese munhamoi, ngatirambei takabatana, tinokunda chetu.
Manga makateerera kuna vapinel denga vanove sachigaro webato reMDCT mudunhu remashona land east muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwedu. Chirongwa ichi munochipiwa neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya. Ndokusiyai maoko aBlessing Zulu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Jonga. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regaitimbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare. Mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoenderera mberi vachiita misangano kumashonaland east kugadzirira sarudzo dza2018. Munyaya dzatinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhu kumaruwa, tanga tiri kumanikaland uko kune shumba dzarura kune mimwe misha. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange mine zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Gibbs Dube munhau dzechirungu.
Thanks very much, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, March 19th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. ZANU-PF and opposition party officials say it may be difficult to recover $15 billion in potential diamond revenue, which was allegedly looted in Zimbabwe.
The $15 billion is our rough estimate. Because like the president said, these were the alluvial diamonds, which were right on top. So it was really a question of digging slightly and picking up. So how would you know how many of these colors were picked? There is no way.
A research indicates that women are still struggling to access housing programs in urban areas. And as usual, will focus on women's issues. ZANU-PF and opposition party officials say it may be difficult to recover $15 billion in potential diamond revenue, which was allegedly looted in Zimbabwe. Speaking in a political panel, Nick Mangwana of ZANU-PF and George Mkwananzi of the People's Democratic Party, led by Tendai Biti, agreed that blocking diamond mining loopholes is an insurmountable task. Mkwananzi says Biti, who is Zimbabwe's former finance minister, tried in vain to inform President Robert Mugabe's government about the leakages in the mining of diamonds in Manicaland. But Mangwana says it is untrue that ZANU-PF always wanted to work against Biti.
I think I agree with him on a lot of issues. What I don't agree with him on is this idea that Tendai Biti was a miracle worker who was picking this and picking that, and everything was being used to sabotage him. Because even after the Tendai Biti, after 2013, when in 2016, no money or no substantial amounts of money went into the coffers, into the fiscus. No, nothing went to the exchequer. So it wasn't about Tendai Biti. It wasn't about the GNU. It was because there were holes. It was because there were loopholes. And those loopholes remained. And it was because we are new into this diamond trade, and we learned a hard lesson, and for that matter, a very expensive lesson, which cost us $15 billion. Other people have been doing it for a long time. We are novices, and clearly we are inefficient and ineffective, or we were. From now on, we are trying to tighten up things and move forward and make the country benefit from its natural resources. That's where we are at.
But Mr. Mkwananzi, is it possible to actually plug the leakages?
It takes political will, but as long as there are some people who are benefiting from the leakages will be deliberately allowed to continue. So it must first be a decision at a political level that we want our natural resources to benefit Zimbabweans, not individuals in cahoot with foreigners who are coming to loot and leverage on our resources.
I totally agree with that. I totally identify with that sentiment. That's what it is. No thief wants the door locked. So if the thief sees that people are about to lock the door and he has got the responsibility, he's a locksmith, then you've got a problem. But if the thief is identified and removed, then we can change the locks.
But is it possible to identify the people who stole the diamonds, Mr. Mkwananzi?
It should be possible as long as they know who was put where to do what. Then they should retrace their steps and see whether those people were doing their job. What is it that went through their fingers, which was not supposed to do so? And then they hold each person in each area where they were deployed to account for all the leakages that happened under their nose. They should be able to identify these people and bring them to book. If the Chinese managed to spirit out this diamond into their country or elsewhere where they sold them, surely there must be a way to make them to account and return our resources.
And lastly, Mr. Mangwana, can it be possible for them to return these resources?
Very unlikely. Like I said, for the nature of the crime itself was to make sure the water is as muddied as possible, so there is nothing to track. We've got reports of an airstrip where nothing was going through customs. People were just sprinting, like he's rightly saying, things out. So straight from the mine into the plane, how can you account for that? The same system that was responsible for the whole value chain is still was responsible for the accounting as well. So really, the $15 billion is our rough estimate. Because like the president saying, these were the alluvial diamonds, which were right on top. So it was really a question of digging slightly and picking up. So how would you know how many of these colors were picked. There is no way. It basically means that they somehow navigated around the whole Kimberley process of certification of the diamonds. This was organized crime. So like all organized crime, it's very difficult to get through the syndicate. You can stop it now, right, like we have done, but to track, we can't. There's dishonest, there's ineptitude. Our own people probably are guilty of dishonesty. Oh, sorry, of ineptitude. And some may be dishonest. Those ones, what you can simply do is fire them. What can you do? Can you charge them with a crime when actually all they did was to slip on the job? The problem is the ones which were dishonest. How do we track them? How do we know? Even all of us were simply circa, meaning approximately. Nobody knows. That's the whole nature of the crime. So we only, as I said, we hope the man will be recovered. It will be a good boost to our economy. But to be pragmatic, I would say don't hold your breath.
That was Nick Mangwana of ZANU-PF. You also heard from George Mkwananzi, deputy spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, speaking with Studio 7. President Robert Mugabe announced recently that his government only received about $2 billion in diamond revenue from Manicaland fields. All companies mining diamonds have been ordered to cease operations. A recent research shows that Zimbabwe has not been adequately responding to rural-urban migration, resulting in the continued marginalization of women regarding access to housing and other services. Our correspondent Itaurai Shaba brings us more.
The research titled Unearthing Exclusions Towards More Inclusive Zimbabwean Cities looked at gender equality in relation to women's experiences in urban areas. Consultant Shan Maseko told Studio 7 on the sidelines of a recent stakeholders meeting to disseminate some of the findings that the research was carried out in two residential areas each in Mulawayo, Harare and Kadoma, focusing on three main areas: housing, services and violence. Maseko said one of the major findings of the research is that there is a serious housing shortage resulting in overcrowding, which in turn leaves women vulnerable. She said most of those in need of accommodation cannot afford to buy housing stands or houses, and women remain disenfranchised owing to a number of institutional hindrances as well as corruption, barring them from accessing housing services as individuals. On service provision, Maseko said the research also showed that government had not been well prepared for the post-independence surge in rural to urban migration, which put a strain on infrastructure and services, especially water as well as sanitation.
I think one of the critical things is the fact that urban spaces were designed predominantly for single men who were also working in those areas. And then post-independence, that shifted. And now they became areas for families, households, and thriving communities. And certainly in the case of Mbare and Makakoba, also centers for business, informal trading, and a lot of activity. And really this was looking at whether those spaces had responded to that shift and the extent to which the gender inequalities had shifted, had changed in any way.
The research, done over a three-year period from 2013, was part of an international research project called Safe and Inclusive Cities. It was carried out by the Women's Law Center at the University of Zimbabwe in collaboration with Oxfam Canada and was led by Professor Julie Stewart. Rosalie Katsande, a PhD candidate with the Women's Law Center and co-lead researcher, said there were many similarities in the areas in which the study was undertaken.
It's amazing how the findings duplicate themselves in the three cities. I think basically mainly due to the historical, right, going back in history, pre-independence, post-independence, because you can see Mbare, you can easily equate it with Makokova and even Rimuka in Kadoma, because these are pre-independent settlements or townships. It's the same issues of overcrowding, several families in the same rooms. I can't call them houses, right? These are rooms that were made for single men, but now they are accommodating families.
Turning to the issue of violence, Maseko said although the research also showed that women consider interpersonal violence as a serious problem, many of the other problems that they ranked above it are part of what is known as structural violence, which is described as, quote, everyday violence or part of the normative fabric in social and political life. She said there was a link between interpersonal violence, particularly domestic, and structural violence involving access to justice, adding that structural violence worsens domestic violence.
I think the key findings really are around the fact that structural violence is pervasive and very complex, and particularly for women in terms of their experiences with institutions, accessing services, accessing houses.
The research also found that there was a correlation between men's unemployment and increase in domestic violence, with some women revealing that their husbands' loss of jobs meant that their husbands stayed at home more, limiting their freedom to also engage in income-generating projects and help look after their families. The researchers say they will share their findings with policymakers so as to help ensure that the problems identified in the research can be addressed. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is committed to promoting religious freedom around the world, including in South Asia. Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom David Saperstein said that while there have been positive developments from both governments and civil society in South Asia, serious challenges remain. In Pakistan, the government has made significant efforts under its National Action Plan to combat sectarianism and violent extremism. However, violence against religious minorities at the hands of extremists continues. In addition, blasphemy laws are still on the books and convictions still occur, with over 20 people currently sentenced to death or serving life sentences for blasphemy convictions. The United States opposes blasphemy laws, apostasy laws, and punishment of conversion laws everywhere. Such legislation is too frequently used to oppress those whose religious beliefs differ from the majority. In India, faith communities are mobilizing to challenge violent extremism. At the same time, India has seen its share of communal violence. One non-governmental organization reported that there was an attack on a Christian almost every day in 2015 in India. Sri Lanka is in the process of drafting a new constitution and is one of the few situations where there has been notable change in a positive direction, said Ambassador Saperstein. January brought the arrest of the leader of Bodu Balasena, a violent group that victimized Sri Lanka's religious minorities. In Nepal, ethnic and religious tensions remain, and the constitution includes a provision against conversions. In Bangladesh, extremists have targeted secular bloggers, brutally murdering them. The U.S. is also concerned about an increase in violence against religious minorities and their places of worship by militants claiming affiliation with ISIL. No nation, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said, can fulfill its potential if its people are denied the right to practice, to hold, to modify, to openly profess their innermost beliefs.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 Metam Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. And now, as usual, it's time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. Tonight on the Women's Forum, we have the pleasure of speaking to the AU Goodwill Ambassador on Early Child Marriages, Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda, who is in New York attending the United Nations Commission Status on Women meeting, which is currently underway and will end next week. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Gumbonjanda.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about this meeting. What impact will it have on the women's movement and how important is it?
60th UN Commission on the Status of Women is the first commission meeting since the adoption of the Sustainable Development Goals by the General Assembly last year. And the focus is on women's empowerment and sustainable development. We have negotiations going on, focusing on how can we move from commitment to implementation for us to achieve gender equality and women's rights. We have been very much involved in creating space for young people. We had a pre-CSW forum for youth, which is is the first youth forum for CSW that we have ever had, where young people are also raising their recommendations on what needs to be included and what they want to see their governments prioritize. There's a very strong message that we need opportunities for young people, economic opportunities, and that education needs to go beyond primary education. Very strong recommendations around young women and health, especially around sexual and reproductive health and rights, and a strong lobby from the Southern Africa region around HIV and the need to support people living with HIV, especially young women. And of course, the issue of child marriage and forced marriage is very high on the agenda, since this is also one of the targets of the SDGs.
And from your observation, what is the importance of including the youth? Especially, you say this was the first inaugural youth conference that you've had at CSW.
First, it's important that we understand that the young people who are 15 years today would be 30 years by the year 2030. Those who are 20 in their 20s would be in their 40s. And so it's important that young people are the ones who are being impacted by the issues, but they are also the decision makers of tomorrow around these issues. And young people, looking at it demographically, we know in the world that we have today, the world is becoming younger and younger demographically, and we have more young people and more women. So we always say the future is getting to be young and female. And that data itself tells us that young people are going to be decision makers, they are going to be producers of knowledge or products, and the main consumer base just from an economic perspective. And yet they are the ones who are impacted by lack of opportunities to education, they are the ones who are dying more due to maternal deaths. And so it's just natural that we must place the issues of young people, especially young women and girls, at the center.
You talked about the importance of implementation, especially when you've come up with recommendations from some of these conferences. But are you getting any commitment? We understand the Zimbabwean government is represented there. What kind of commitment are you getting?
I had an opportunity to meet in the corridors with some of the government officials who are here from both the ministry and some of the members of parliament from the Women Parliamentary Caucus. And this morning I had consultations with the Zimbabwean NGOs from Zwala, Wilsa, Kat, Charlie, Rosaria Memorial Trust, very strong. And they were very clear. The civil society and women's groups are clear that, yes, we need all these global commitments, but we need at the national level practical interventions. We need laws that protect women's rights. So there's a lot of excitement around the constitutional decision relating to child marriage, but it's also how do we move from just having a constitutional decision to actually having legislation that comprehensively addresses the issue of child and forced marriage in Zimbabwe.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. We hope you are going to have a good weekend. Music of Peter Tosh coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Now to recap today's top stories. ZANU-PF and opposition party officials say it may be difficult to recover $15 billion in potential diamond revenue, which was allegedly looted in Zimbabwe. And a research indicates that women are still struggling to access housing programs in urban areas. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 19 Mbimbitho 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingali tshona njani izilukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, wayengusenator weMakhokhoba umnumzana Matson Hlalo uthi uzaqhubeka elwisa ukuthi aphiwe isikhundla sakhe.
Vele lapha kubulawayo sile problem kaThokozane Khubi oletha abantu ngamabhasikiti nsuku zonke.
Ukuvalwa kwamafekitali kobulawayo kuqhubekela phambili.
Nxa umuntu engakhuluma ngokuthi amafektari ayavalwa, ngabona ngumuntu ongahlali ezimbabwe. Amafektari avalwa kudala.
Namhla sikhangela amasonto ale mikhuba emangalisayo ase-South Africa.
So ungathatha inyoka uyidlisa kanjani umuntu? Inyoka ephilayo wesi, and inyoka afila idli. Thothi abantu badla utshani, utshani lokhana kudalela izifuyo, akudalelwa ngokuthi abantu badla utshani.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Wayengusenator weMakhokhoba umnumzana Matson Hlalo uthi uzaqhubeka elwisa ukuthi aphiwe isikhundla sakhe. Uhlalo waxotshwa kubandla le-MDCT lokuba ngusenator ngoba wala ukwesula udaba emthethwandaba lapho ayephikisa ukukhethwa kukamnumzana Gift Banda ukuba ngumgcinisihlalo webandla kobulawayo. Ngolwesihlanu uhlalo ubesemthethwandaba njalo lapho kade ephikisa khona ukuxotshwa kwakhe. Isinqumo salolu daba sizakwethulwa kumalanga amalutshwana alandelayo. Sixoxelaye uhlalo ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Isikhalazo sami Gandhi ukuthi nxa ungumuntu okuthi usuxotshiwe epartini singakhangeli ukuthi kade vele ngixotshelweni, ngoba kumele kwazakala ukuthi ukuxotshwa kwami ngixotshelwa ukuthi yindaba ngingavumanga ngiye withdraw amaphepha ami e-court lapho engangiwine khona ukuthi uGift Banda ngasuwa chairman, njalo uGift Banda wabhanwa i-court ukuthi angazake abambe isikhundla sokuba ngu-chairman wakobulawayo ngenxa yokuthi umuntu omutsha. Njoba lisazi ukuthi vele lapha kobulawayo sile problem kaThokozane Khubi oletha abantu ngamabhasikiti nsuku zonke, lisenzelwa ukuthi abe nguye ozabe ekhuluma ukuthi lapho umuntu omele angene esikhundleni esinje nguloyo, akusalandelwa okuyikho kwenza abantu abaku-MDC ukuze bangene iphathi leyo. Iphathi ile constitution yayo ehambelana lento zonke emele zenza kahle. Manje eThokozane abala constitution abayinanzelelayo, sokwabo sengani iphathi ibhizinisi yabo lapho abantu omele bakhuma mkhonzi. Uyakhumbula ngalesana sikhathi kwafakwa uGordon Moyo naye ngazenza izindlela lokuthi vele wayengekho ndawo engakaevele abe siphathi, kuthiwa nguye-ke sekumele nintise ukuba ngutemo naye nintise ukuba ngu-chairman. Uyenziwa imikhuba leyani eyazakalayo ukuthi uyacilwa kurigwe kwenze yonke into ukuthi umuntu wakhona azawini.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Matson Hlalo owayengusenator weMakhokhoba engowebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekwabulawayo. Ukuvalwa kwamafekitali kobulawayo kuqhubekela phambili, kodwa omunye usomabhizimusi waleli dolobho umnumzana Albert Mhlanga utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi amafekitali kade avalwa.
Nxa umuntu engakhuluma ngokuthi amafekitali ayavalwa, ngabona ngumuntu ongahlali ezimbabwe. Amafekitali avalwa kudala. Akusela amafektari avuliweyo, lawo ongawabona evuliwe njengoba nangathi kuDisemba ngabantu nje ababelinde imishina, belinde nama-building kungela production ekhona. Otherwise i-economy yeZimbabwe isiwile kulevuli yani ukuthi asiboni ukuthi umnyaka lo siyaphela, siyabe singasakhulumi nge-economy. I-economy ezomnotho sezehle kakhulu, sibile ukuthi nanxa ama-accountant ayengakufundelanga lokhu osokuseZimbabwe.
Amabandla aphikisayo kukhona yini angakwenza, ngoba siyezwa kuthiwa kule mali ezingangabo 15 billion ezicatsha
okumele
kwenzakale ngoba imali okuthiwa yi-15 billion ecatileyo leyo yimali encane ngoba umnumzana uTendai Biti engu-minister of finance wayekutho ukuthi imali iyacatha eyema-diamonds eyama-minerals amaningi kayiyi kuhulumende yayisiya ezikhwameni zamanye amadoda. Yikho-ke into esimangalisileyo thina singabantu bezimbabwe upresidenti ngokwakhe yena nguyozikhulumeleyo ukuthi imali eyo yacatha plazi futhi nguye futhi ayekuphika ukuthi akula mali engawo. So kuthiya abantu bezimbabwe benkinga-nkinga ukuthi kathi kuhamba njani. Kodwa abamabandla kathesi abangakwenza bangazihluphi ngokuningi lokhu kwenzakalayo kabamanyane bebe ndawonye bese sithi ekucineni njengani ukhetho soluseduze bahlangane bahlanganise amavoti abo akhethe nje upresidenti oyedwa oqondana nalowo owezano okhona. Yikho ukuze upresidenti lo okhona aphume ngoba akula muntu ongayinvesta kuleli lidle lo upresidenti ekhona.
Lo ngumnumzana Albert Mhlanga, usomabhizimusi wedolobho lakoBulawayo. Ibandla leZimbabwe People First lithi seliqede ukulungisa ingatsha zalo zama-structures elizweni lonke jikelele, osekusele yikukhetha nje kuphela inkokheli. Sixoxe lesiphathamandla saleli bandla elikhokhelwa ngowaye ngumsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru, umnumzana Max Mkandla, ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Hayi, thina njengebandla-ke sivele siphambo kwabo kakhulu, abantu bona laba sebexokozela. Thina sibumba ibandla elokuthi khona siyewina ngalo ama-elections ngo-2018. Ngakho-ke ekubumbeni kwethu ibandla lona leli silibumba ngabantu esibathola kuzo zonke indawo. Amaphathi la kabasela bantu, abantu sebebuye kithi kakhulu, sesibaqedela abantu. Yikho thina siphethe ama-province, yithi esaziyo ngokubuya kwabantu. Sibona ngokubuya kwabantu ngelele khona lokhu ukuthi khona kungaze kwaba lokuxokozela kakhulu okwenziwayo, kodwa abantu sibabambe kungaze kwangena omunye umuntu khona lapho yafike ephambanisa abantu.
Njengoba ibandla lenu lisanda sungulwa, lizakhetha nini inkokheli kumhlangano weCongress?
Hayi, umhlangano weCongress phela lyona it's a formality kuphela. Inkokheli sabe sesiyibe lazo sesihamba sisiya kuCongress sisethu istrategy esisenzayo different with other political parties. So sile ndlela thina esizakwenza ngayo engayisiye amanye amapati.
Liza kwenza nini lokhu?
Hayi, vele siku-ground kathesi yikho sesikwenza ngoba kathesi sesiqedile ngokwama-structures ethu sesimobhalayiza kuphela ukuthi khona kube lelontshi liyani ukuthi upresident ehambe amaprovinsi wonke. Ngemva kwakhona lokhu upresident sehambile amaprovinsi wonke njengendlela esiyizama ukuthi siyenze. So kuzabonakala kukhona khona abafana ukuthi khona sesisiya ngapha entubeni enkulu kusiye ku-Congress.
Kunini lapho kuzayenzakala konke lokhu?
Esikhathini esilandelayo sona lesi upresident angaqeda nje uhambo lwakhe njengoba vele lakho eseluswa kangaka ekusazelensi kabamfuna ukuthi ehambe kakhulu ebantwini, kodwa-ke hayi uzahambe engene ebantwini amaprovinsi onke.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Max Mkandla, isiphathamandla sebandla leZimbabwe People First, bekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Amakholwa eZimbabwe ahlala kwele South Africa sekhuthaze osowabo kwele South Africa leZimbabwe ukuthi baqaphele bangazihlanganisi lenqwaba yamabandla ezenkolo asehlume agcwala indawo yonke esenza ukuganga lemisebenzi yamasalamusi engasekelwa liBhayibheli. UBenedictine Nhlapho sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Kudala abantu bebesiye enkonzweni besiyakhuleka ukuhlabelela lokukhonza uNkulunkulu. Wasekusenzakala eSouth Africa leZimbabwe sekuchiye iningi lamakholwa libambe owangaphansi. Abafundisi abadlisa abantu inyoka, inwele notshani, abathela abantu ngamanzi abilayo, abachumayela begade abantu sengathi baphezu kwembongolo, abenza owesifazane azithwale ahlabelede phakathi kwemizuzu, abagcwalisa imota iphethulo ingazange iye egalaji, labelapha besifazane ngokwabelana labo ucansi, ngezinye zezinto eziningi esesijiya amakholwa amaningi elesithuli. Isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Bridget Ndlovu ocula eqenjini lezokholo elengilozi zezulu uthi lezi zigigaba abazibonayo yikugcwaliswa kombhalo othi ngensuku zokugcina kuza kubala abaprofethi bamanga.
Inyoka ivini ensimini nase-Edeni yiyo eyasuka yayengawu-Eva.
So ungathatha inyoka uyidlisa kanjani umuntu inyoka ephilayo wesi and inyoka avela ayidliwe thothi abantu badla utshani utshani lokhana kudalelwa izifuyo akudalelwa ngokuthi abantu badla utshani okunye senokubona uthola abafundisi uthiwa umfundisi mayeshumayela kanye atheli phansi kumele agibele phezu kwabantu angiboni kuright lokhana lokhana kwi-abuse abantu ukuthi abantu bahluphekile and abantu babehluphekile bayenza noma yini
unkosazana ndlovu kutaza izizalwane zezimbabwe kwele-south africa lezimbabwe ukuthi zihlole imimoya njengokutsho kombhalo hatshi ukuthathekiswa yikuthi umuntu uyabona wenza imangaliso loba ukusiza
ngoyibhayibhile isisho nalo ukuthi ngensuku zokugcina kuzoba nabafundisi bamanga abazokuthi intaba sukuma intaba isukuma ihambe abazokhuluma izibonakaliso abazoyenza yonke lento leyana yi-magic i-black magic so lokhana abantu abaningi basuka bengakuboni mina ngokubona kwami ngithi i-black magic ngoba abafundisi abaningi bacasha ngegama likajesu whereas bona besenza i-satanism and wathola ukuthi umuntu uhluphekile so kumele ukhiphe i-certain amount ukuthi ukwazi ukusizakala kukanti ujesu yena ehamba echumayela wayeyila abantu for free
umnumzana james spanda odabuka egwanda uthi usatane uhlakaniphile yikho esethele umoya wakhe kwabanye abafundisi ngesikhathi iningi labantu liphakathi kwenhlupho ukuze kubonakale sengathi bayasizakala
abantu abaqhaphele kakhulu kulezo zigigaba ezenzeka emhlabeni bengathathwa ludumo bebone inkonzo igcwala mhlambe kusenzeka kanti be izimoto izimali bethathwele imali ezingakanani don't mind about those stuff abazitholayo wena khuleka uNkulunkulu umqondo omkhonzayo kwenzela ukuthi na nasewugqineni uthole umqhele ukuphila ekhalakwa yezulwini amen
unkosikazi Thembisa Banda ocula eqenjini lezokholo ele Sisters of Paradise ukwayisa uzulu ukuthi ekele ukuthatheka ngale imimoya ngoba uzaphelela esihogweni
lathi abantu singothathekile too much lokho vele kuyinto e-wrong akulanto yokuthi right enjalo because ukukhuleka ucabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu wena engakuzwa ukukhuleka umphezulu komunye umuntu kawuzange watsho lokho eBhayibhelini
unkosazana Simanda uthi nxa ulohlupho guqa phansi ukhuleke kumvela ingqangi hatshi ukuzidingela imikhokha ngezinto ezakuchithela imali zibuye zikuhluphe kusasa
kusebuhleli kusebubini uyazima nguqa lana ngikhuleka ngithi uNkulunkulu wami ngiyabonga kumbe uNkulunkulu wami ngicela lokho uzongizwa ngoba vele ngicela ngeqiniso futhi ngilokholo lokuthi uNkulunkulu khona uzonginikeza into engifunayo umuntu womuntu akazikhulekeli hayi ukuthi uzoyokhulekela umuntu azakufake namanye amademoni hayi cha leyo ayisonto right
kusenjalo ngenxa yalokhu kuganga osekungene kwezokholo ikomishini evikela amalungelo abezenkolo kwele South Africa iphakathi kokudinga indlela ezakwenqabela ngokusebenza kwabafundisi laba labaprofeti abeza bembede isikhumba semvu kanti ngaphakathi zimpisi ezingela ezingabadla mele studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa nginguBenedict Nhlapho
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930, 12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane labesifazane.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga. Lamuhla siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo yethu lo nkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni omela iNkayi North edalele eParliamente engowebandla lezanu PF esichasisela ngemizamo yakhe yokuthuthukisa impilo yabantwana kuba kulesi sigaba kwezemfundo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga. Uyazi ukuthi lokho engangena enkaya kuhamba kuhle kakhulu. Ngithe ngingena enkaya ngale bekulama secondary schools amabili kuphela alo A level. Khathesi ama secondary schools alo A level asefika 8. Ngithe ngingena enkaya kulama ward angelapha angela secondary school angu 7. Wonke khathesi siyenkayi akula ward engela secondary school. Eyinye siyivule 2 weeks ago. Sisilwa futhi ukuthi ivulo ngabe ngangingekho abantwana ngabe bayaqhubeka esiba lokukhathazeka
lingazibetha ngamabizo ezinye izigaba lamanye ama ward
year imtengelele ward 26 sifake ilokuzweni secondary school emtengelele safake secondary school esikhoboko safake secondary school ward 2 ebingekho ku ward 2 emaphasapha safaka i secondary school ezingu 2 ward 8 engwaladi le nyamazana safake secondary school ward 1 esembeule khona le ekubhoda le silobele khathi sikhuluma so senginegotiate lamanye ama-church ifuna ukufaka i-boarding school ku-ward 10 ama-secondary schools wonke wona lawo ayengekho kutho ukuthi abantwana besithi bangafika ku-grade 7 sebehlala phansi kumbe bahambe imimango efika 10 kilometers khathesi sengilwisa ukuthi ama-secondary schools la abe lamagete ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana khathesi-ke babe le-computer ngoba lapho ungumkhokheli ungayinvesti generation ebuyayo uyabungela kusasa yesizwe khathesi ungakhangela enkayi uzathola ukuthi balutshwane abantwana abangabuyela baye kuba ngamanesi baye kuba ngamapholisa baye kuba ngamatitsha ngilesinye isikolo esilamatitsha vele emaswingo kuphela okungela ngitsho ngabavele lakwethu bavele emaswingo kuphela bona so khonokuyana ungaze ukuthi wena yinafaka nini abantwana abavela la kuzaba yinkinga lapha wena njengomkhokheli ungazange waqala wafacilitate education yabo kuma secondary schools laba babe sebepasile ukuthi bapase form 4 kuhle kumbe bapase u form 6 kuhle ngiyabancedisa ukuthi bangene kuma colleges ukwenzela ukuthi bangangena kuma colleges bese bebuyela back besiyasebenza ekhaya
ye laphana belisathi lincedisana lezakhamizi yizo yini ezakhayo lapha imali njalo liyithatha ngapi
ye izakhamizi ziyachaya izidina sibe sesisakha-ke izikolo bese kusithi lami ngingazuza izimali enxa enzuze ezinye ngiyathatha kusalari yami yebu-m p ezinye ngiyaphiwa ngabangani bese sincedisana-ke ukukhweza uphahla kumbe sinikane isamende kumbe okunye okunjalo
ye belisathi kulokunye njalo eselikwenzile
ye angisho abona ukuthi abantwana bangaphuma esikolweni ngaphandle kobana umntwana abe lakwenzayo ngezandla noma umuzi wakhe ukuthi awurane kuyabanzima so sesisakha laphana egwelitshena i-training center i-training center leyana trena amajaha ukuthi benze i-building abangamankazana bathunge laba abangamajaha abaningi bakhona sebethe bephume khonaphana bathola imisebenzi eyokuthi babe ngobhilida abanye ngikhuluma so although I'm not encouraging it basebotswana bakhathiwe bangobhilida khona ngayo lathi ngapha enkayi asashoti obhilida abazabe besakhela abadala izindlu kube le competition yokuthi sakhe izambuzi kwathiwa izambuzi ezinhle kakhulu and abantu bayakuthokozelela khona kuyalo and abantwana abathungayo siyaba kutaza futhi ukuthi bese bethungela isikolo ama-uniform khonokuyana kwenza ukuthi bese bezidalela imisebenzi bona
like lathi lina kulesinye isikolo lapho kulaba balisi abavela emaswingo kukhona elikwenzayo ngalokhu yini ukubona ukuthi abantwana bafunda ngolimi abaluzwisisayo
yinto esangikhathazayo kakhulu yona leyo but okungidisturbe kakhulu yikuthi u-headmaster wakusona eso sikolo usexotshe omunye umama ove kumele ukuthi ngabe uyafundisa la ekhonapha manje umama lo kakumphathi kuhle khonokho sisazama ukuthi sikubone ukuthi uza kuhambisa njani kuhamba njani lapha bevele emaswingo kodwa bekhuluma isindebele befundisa ngesindebele akula problem okule problem khona yikuthi bese befika ngale bangaze bafundisa abantwana ngolimi lwabo and that is the policy yeZimbabwe ukuthi abantwana kabafundiswe ngolimi
leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo lonkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni omela inkayi North edalela ephalamende engowebandla leZanu-PF asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC
siyabonga Sithandekile Mhlanga ukugqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebezikhokhela Owayengusenator weMakhokhoba uMnumzana Matson Hlalo uthi uzaqhubeka elwisa ukuthi aphiwe isikhundla sakhe. Ukuvalwa kwamafekitali kobulawayo kuqhubekela phambili. Siligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande Lilali.
You have been been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.